Welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we're here to provide scriptural answers. Do you have a Bible question? What's going on in your life? What's troubling you? Let's talk about it, because this is where the Basic Gospel intersects with your daily life. Relevant, personal, essential. This is Basic Gospel. Hear it, believe it, live it. The phone lines are open now, and we invite you to call the number 1-800-677-9377. Again, that's toll-free 1-800-677-9377. We're here to talk with you. Now, here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Jesus Christ is alive. Boy, that is the good news. And boy, he wants to speak truth into your heart, into your life, into your situation right now. And in light of that, this is a program about his life, about the freedom that we can experience through faith in him, about the life that we can experience through faith in him. And that's what we want to talk about.
Yeah.
And so how do you make that connection? How do you apply what the Word of God has to say in daily life? That's what Basic Gospel is all about. So if you have a question, you have a situation that you want to discuss, we would love to hear from you right now, 1-800-677-9377. Well, let's start the program today down in Temple, Texas, and talk with Duran, listening to us on KBBW. Hi, Duran.
Hello. I had a question about when we tell people that the scripture says we're no longer under the law, and then most people, they pervert that and say, oh, it's just talking about the ceremonial laws. I was trying to see, where can you prove to them that it's not talking about just ceremonial laws, it's talking about the whole law. Now, I remember back then, I think it was Bob Joyce that said, that he read a scripture that said, if the ministry of death was written on stone or something like that,
yeah, that's in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7. Uh-huh. Now, if the ministry that brought death, which was engraved in letters on stone, came with glory, then so that the Israelites could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of its glory fading though it was, will not the ministry of the Spirit be even more glorious? So that's the contrast between those Ten Commandments, the Mosaic covenant, and this new covenant that we now have in Christ Jesus. Now, the law and the ceremonial law, they're all part of the same package. It's one big thing. You can't separate aspects of the law and say, oh, we're no longer under ceremonial law, but the moral law still applies. Well, if it still applies, then we would still be under condemnation. We would still be under judgment. That's where the lost world is under condemnation, under judgment. Why? Because the law carries with it penalty, punishment. You can't have the law without punishment. So we have to come to grips with the fact that Jesus ended the law, fulfilled the law, brought it to its completion through his death on the cross. So all of us stood judged, condemned, guilty, deserving of punishment. Jesus Christ stood in our place, took that punishment for us, thus ending the law or fulfilling the law on our behalf. Now when we come to Christ by faith, we are set free from that to experience new life in him. And this new life in him is now governed by the new covenant, no longer the Mosaic covenant, no longer that law of sin and death, which was universal. The Mosaic covenant was actually specific for the people of Israel, but all of us were under the law of sin and death that was brought in through Adam and Eve's decision to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So we're set free from that through faith in Jesus Christ, and now we live in a new covenant where God puts his laws of faith, hope, and love within our hearts, and we can live that out in day-to-day life.
Right, I understand it. And ceremonial laws wasn't written on stone. The Ten Commandments were.
Ten Commandments were written on stones. That's exactly right.
Well, thank you so much for clearing that up for me.
You're welcome, Duran. Thanks for your call today.
Yes, indeed. Well, this is Basic Gospel, and we have plenty of open lines. We're here live every day at this time simply to address your questions. by phone. If you would give us a call at 1-800-677-9377, of course, you'll be able to pose your question. If you have some life issue you'd like to discuss, why, that's why we're here. 1-800-677-9377. Guys, a couple of questions from Mary, who lives in Hebron, Ohio, and both questions are very, very good, but unrelated. First, her daughter, who she says is 16 years old, is questioning her belief in God. She asked me, she says, if there is a God, then why does he allow people to suffer from sickness and things like cancer?
Boy, that's a huge question, and that's kind of the question of the ages. If God Right. truly loves us, why is there suffering in the world? And we look at, you know, we look at the video images that come to us, you know, through newsreels and that sort of thing, and we see all of this just awful stuff happening in the world, and a lot of it happening to children, and you stop and think, how could that be? And so that has been the question of the ages. And the Bible, I think, helps us resolve that and resolve it in a very clear way, that this world is subject to sin and death. It is under bondage. There's going to be a time where all of that is made right. And that is already happening in the world today. And it's happening through those who are coming to Christ by faith. We are the first to be made right. And when we are made right, then we can be agents of love and forgiveness in this world today. And others can hear the good news and they can be made right. And all of that is in anticipation of what lies ahead. The fact that everything is going to be made right in its time. That is God's plan. That's God's rescue mission. It's happening right now. It's going to find its fulfillment at a day. And when that happens totally, all tears are going to be wiped away, all sorrow, all pain, all disease, all of that is going to be gone once and for all. Yeah. And so we count on that. That's our hope. Mm-hmm. And that hope is what anchors us in this world of cruelty today.
Yeah.
So I hope that answers the question.
Well, you answered the second part of it in the answer to the first question, but specifically she was asking about things that are considered acts of God, and you see that on insurance documentation, that they're not responsible for acts of God, and I think you just answered that. We live in a world that is going to produce that kind of catastrophic event, such as the horrific tornadoes and things that have
That's
wrecked
right.
the country just recently, so good answer to that. Well, plenty of open lines, 1-800-677-9377.
I want to make known to our listeners our current financial need as we approach the end of June. The first half of the year, we're about $80,000 behind budget, and we certainly need our listeners to help us out at this particular point in time to bridge that gap. We want to start July 1st on a positive note. So we're trusting the Lord to move in the hearts of our listeners to really help us do that. Mm-hmm. A gift of any amount will be significant, whether it's $10, whether it's $100, whether it's $1,000. That will make a huge difference to this ministry right now.
Yeah.
As we calculate our cost to be on the air, radio is one of the most effective ways to deliver the gospel message. It's just pennies a day to reach a single person with the good news of Jesus Christ. So when you look at what we pay, $35 will reach 100 people.
Right.
$70 will reach 200 people. So any gift that you make, I hope that you will realize that it's going to be used by God to make a difference in another person's life. So be as generous as you can. All the information on how to contribute is online at realanswers.net, or you can call our toll-free order line, 1-800-727-2828, and talk with Billy, and she will walk you through the giving process. And in exchange, we're going to send you something to say thank you, yeah. a CD called The Basic Gospel Journey.
Right. Again, that's at realanswers.net or at 1-800-727-2828.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to El Paso, Texas, and talk with Tim, listening to us on KELP. Hi, Tim.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you today?
You're doing fine. Nice to hear from you.
Thank you, sir. You too. Question is, I turned my life over to Christ 3 years ago, sir. I'm going through, I guess, the a process that goes through of shaping your life to be like Jesus Christ. And about 6 months ago, I fell back on a backslide. I met a woman who was not saved. Fell in love with her, gave her my heart. Sat there through, towards the beginning of it. I mean, I guess I realized that, I needed to be a better man, even to be part of a relationship, not just, any relationship. So I said, I need to start going back to church. I need to do it. Well, it caused havoc. And through it all, I know what the Bible says, and I want to follow what the Bible says. And I'm doing what the Bible says about, not being equally yoked with each other. Knowing that this woman, where her heart was, I mean, she even said some pretty atrocious things about me being a Christian. And, it's been 2 months since we've not been together. And, gentlemen, I can't get her out of my mind. I can't get her out of my heart. And I pray, and every time I pray, I feel like the Lord saying, let me show you a miracle. Let me show you something special. Let me, you give this to me. I've talked to my pastors about it, and they're, the only thing you can really do is pray for her heart, that the Lord reaches her heart. And I'm just having such a tough time with this, and, half of me wants to just move on and say, okay, this was bad, this was wrong, I met her under bad circumstances. And the other half is saying, keep praying for her. You don't know what the Lord has in store. You don't know what the Lord's working. And I'm just torn and I'm confused.
Well, Tim, good question, and appreciate you bringing that to us on this radio broadcast. You know what the Word of God has to say about being unequally yoked. In the long run, that relationship is not going to be good for you, nor is it going to be good for her. And I think that's one of the things that's important to understand, that when you get unequally yoked, there's really not a lot of positive things that flow from that. Certainly people learn to exist in those relationships when they happen. They pretty much relegate conversation to surface things. They can't really talk about religion, their belief systems, because it becomes a source of strife within the relationship. So I think one of the things you need to say is, Lord, what is best for me in this situation? You say that I shouldn't be unequally yoked. I'm having a struggle understanding that's the best for me. And so show me in specific ways what you have in mind as far as marriage is concerned, as far as relationships are concerned, is the best path to take. And I think he will be faithful to show you that. I think he will be faithful to open up your eyes and allow you to see. Right now, your feelings are involved. I'm assuming that because you kind of met her on a backslide, so to speak, that there was physical intimacy there. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that's why your emotions are doing what they're doing right now. That's why your feelings are responding in the way they're feeling. So you need to kind of put that on the back burner and say, I don't want to make a decision based on what I'm feeling, because my feelings can fluctuate from one day to the next. I want to make a decision based on truth. I want to move forward based on truth. That's the only firm foundation. And the longer you are away from the relationship, the better off you're going to be as far as your emotions are concerned.
You know me too well, knowing my feelings fluctuate one day from the other.
Well, I have those same feelings, Tim.
Yeah. Seriously, that's one of the reasons why being equally yoked is so powerful, because my wife and I don't always get along, but we're one in Christ, and that trumps whatever not getting along is doing. And when you're not one in Christ, there's nowhere to go.
Right. And I'm sure right now you're thinking, okay, I'm not in a relationship. I would like to be in a relationship.
Loneliness, absolutely.
Absolutely. So that loneliness is making you look back toward this person, okay? That's exactly what's happening with you, is this loneliness. You want to be in a relationship. You want to have somebody that is equally on the same page as far as their faith in Jesus Christ, but that person hasn't shown up. Because that person hasn't shown up, you're thinking, well, is there any way that I can make this other thing work? And yeah, that's where the confusion is coming in. And you just have to say, again, I want my foundation for life and for relationships to be based on truth. This past relationship wasn't good for me, and so I'm going to move forward. And thank the Lord for it. A lot of times we let these situations lead us down a path where we start feeling sorry for ourselves. We have these pity parties. And when we have these pity parties, we feel like, well, I need a little pleasure in life. And that makes us want to go back. That makes us vulnerable to temptations. So understand what you're going through and say, I want the truth of God to be my foundation. Here's what I want to do, Tim. I have a series on living life on the edge, and it's how to overcome temptation, how to move forward in God's will, and I want to send that to you, okay?
I would love that, sir. I appreciate that a lot.
Hey, you hold on. We'll get that to you. You keep us posted, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Hold the line.
Living Life on the Edge by Bob Christopher is available online from our store, store.realanswers.net. Again, that's store.realanswers.net, Living Life on the Edge. This is Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. I'm Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us.
Let's go to Corpus Christi, Texas, and talk with Robert, listening to us on KCTA. Hi, Robert. Robert, you're on the air.
Sounds like Robert's trying, but not quite making it.
Well, let's go to Maria in Providence, Rhode Island, listening to us on WARV. Hi, Maria.
Hi, how are you all doing?
Doing fine.
Good. First, I'd like to thank you for your program. It's been a blessing to me. I've been learning a lot from your program. Oh. So I have a question. I've been asking this question to different people, but they're not satisfied. But the answer not satisfied me. So, it's men in the Old Testament. They used to marry a lot of women, and I hear that. For what I read, God is very silent on the area.
Well, he's actually pretty clear on what marriage is supposed to be in Genesis. He gives this, Genesis 2:23, the man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame." So from the beginning, marriage was always one man, one woman. It was never multiple partners. It was never same-sex partners. It has always been one man, one woman. Now, in the Old Testament, we see a lot of the, quote, spiritual giants marrying multiple women. That does not mean that God condoned those actions. It didn't mean that he was changing his mind on what marriage was supposed to be. They were just doing that because that's what they chose to do. But from the beginning, it was always one man, one woman. Mm-hmm. That's marriage.
But what surprises me, God never, after that, like when Jacob was married two sisters, he never said, God has never said, you know, because you're doing this, I'm going to do that, you know. It's very, very silent about that. And he blessed them. He blessed all their people that did that, the married different women. So that's...
Well, Maria, he had a plan that was in place, and that was to bring forth Jesus Christ as the Messiah through whom the world would be blessed. So he worked with people who had warts and who had all kinds of issues and had character flaws and all of that sort of thing. But even with that, God's plan was not thwarted. He created a bloodline. He He separated a bloodline out from among the people. He protected that bloodline. And then at a day, 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ came into this world, a babe born of a virgin, but ancestral, was connected all the way back to Abraham. And that promise that God gave to Abraham, through your seed, the world is going to be blessed. So there was lots of crazy things going on in the Old Testament. We are privy to see lots and lots of them. That doesn't mean God condoned any of that. It simply means that God worked through that to bring about Jesus into this world. And I think we can take great hope in that, because there's lots of crazy things that go on inside of us. There's lots of crazy things that we do, and we get off the path. Yet God has a plan for each and every one of us. He is going to conform us into the image of His Son. That plan will not be thwarted. He is going to do in us exactly what He promised to do. We can count on it. And He does so in spite of us.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And one more question. Can I ask you one more question?
Yeah, quickly.
I ask people about Jesus' mother. Is her mother, her name, doesn't show anything in the Bible about Jesus' mother's name. Some people say it's Anna, but I don't see it there.
Jesus' mother? Mary.
The mother of Jesus.
Yes, the mother of Jesus would be Mary.
Not her mother, I'm talking. Her mother.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you're asking there. Let me put you on hold and we'll see if we...
Mary's mother.
Yeah, we don't know that.
Yeah,
the Bible doesn't. A lot of people say it's, her name is Hannah, but I don't see that in the Bible.
Yeah, I don't see that there either. So
Just not given.
Well, thank you, Maria. Good to hear from you.
Well, let's go back to Corpus Christi, Texas, and talk with Robert. Hi, Robert.
Hello, sir. How y'all doing today? I have a question to ask you. What exactly does it mean when they say that you shouldn't judge others? Like a lot of people do a lot of bad things, and they say, you shouldn't judge me. The only one that can judge me is God. Can we judge their actions here on earth, but we cannot judge their soul, whether they're going to make it to heaven or hell?
We can't judge motives. We don't know why people do what they do. We can judge what they do. We can say, hey, you've committed adultery. That's this act that you're doing, you know, connecting to this other person outside of your marriage. That's what the Bible calls adultery. That's just stating the obvious, stating truth. Why that person is doing it, we can't understand their motives. A lot of times we try to judge their motives. A lot of times we try to write a story as to why all of that happens. But we don't have the skill set to write the correct story. We don't really know what's going on inside of a person. We see folks on the outside. God looks at our hearts. That's why He's the only one that can judge the motives. That's why when we stand before Him at the Bema seat, those motivations will be revealed and we'll see them for what they are. So when it comes to judging people and the Bible saying, do not judge, it has to deal with motivation.
Motivation. Okay.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Robert.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, thanks for your call today. I want to remind our listeners of, this offer that we have, the Basic Gospel Journey, a wonderful CD message that can help you experience God's best for your life. We want to put that into your hands for a gift of any amount, and we certainly need your financial help right now. We're about $80,000 behind budget. We would like to bridge that gap before July 1st. So if you can help, please help today. We would greatly appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. And you know, also, Independence Day brings the July Freedom Sale, our best-selling products at great prices. Sharing the freedom we have in Christ is one of the great joys for believers, and these resources can really help. So now through July 7th, these products are 50% off. That's right, friends, 50% off. It's the July Freedom Sale on now. Visit store.realanswers.net. Again, store.realanswers.net, or phone your order to 1-800-727-2828. 1-800-727-2828 for the July Freedom Sale. Just enter the discount code FREEDOM. And be sure to like us on Basic Gospel on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. So now for Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer and the ministry staff, Bob Davis, and God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.